Thank you very much, Bob. And we are at 4:42, just joining with singer-songwriter Annie Fitzgerald. Her brand new CD, You and Me in the Sun, is going to hit the streets officially pretty soon. And welcome into the Afternoon Cruise. It's nice to finally meet you, Annie.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here. Nice to meet you, too.
I say hit the streets. That's kind of an inaccurate term these days. You can tell I'm an old putz. But you're getting ready to do kind of a two-tiered campaign here, right? You're going to release it electronically and then officially at the Hook coming up?
Yeah. Well, we actually have, technically, the official release date is on June 1st. And we're having a big CD release party at the Hook and Ladder. The band that played on the record with me are all going to be joining me, and my friend Matthew French and Waltzing on Waves are going to be helping me celebrate that night. That's Friday.
And Matthew, singer-songwriter himself,
Yes, he is. He's amazing. And then my friend Jen Bloom, who is Waltzing on Waves, is also going to be helping me celebrate too. So I adore both of them, and so I'm very excited they're gonna be helping me kick it off. So.
Any particular reason you chose the Hook? That's a nice place. It seems like a lot of people are doing
it. Yeah. I just, I had went to my my dear friend Sarah Morris's CD release there in November, and I just loved it. I don't know. It just felt like it had a nice vibe. I like that they have some seated seats, and then, you know, some standing room. And I think they're going to do a food truck that night too,
because
it's June 1st. It's Friday night, you know, almost summertime.
Sure. So, yeah, they don't serve food, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Plug in a nice, maybe a taco truck or something like that.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about the release. I don't want to gush too much, but I have to tell you, I got sent this randomly. Sometimes things just come in and I look at them and listen, and I was taken aback. It's we'll mention it's not jazz, but it's definitely a very pure pop sound to it. And I was just thinking, so few people are doing that these days. Is that kind of always been your thing? Or?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say it's always been my thing. I think, you know, as you grow and evolve as a songwriter, you kind of stumble into places. And I think the biggest thing for me is I've just tried to stay open in my writing and see where it takes me. It's been quite a while since I released something. My last record I released in 2010 called In Good Time, and that was more Americana acoustic. But I kind of set out with this group of songs with my producer, Danny O'Brien. We didn't want to make just another Americana album. We felt like the group of songs could kind of push into that pop, even sort of edgy rock atmosphere. So,
And the production is amazing.
Thank you. It
definitely does not sound like it was knocked off. About how long did it take you guys to do this?
You know, it was funny. We had 2 days where we brought in my friend Ian Allison, who played bass, and then Grady Kenevan, who played drums. And we did basically 5 songs the first day and 5 songs the second day in 2 kind of short days. I think because Danny and I had worked together on some pre-production and some ideas, and we had some goals in mind. And then, you know, it just brought in some incredible players that, you know, Grady and Ian play together a lot, which I think was really great. And it felt that it came together with ease in a good way.
Sure.
It was fun. I think the whole process actually took us about, you know, November-ish. And then we did some vocals and finished things up. Huntley Miller mastered it and finished it up in January.
It's well mixed. There's a nice blend. The arrangements are incredible.
Yeah, thank you.
I was thinking, you seem pretty young, but I'm thinking a little bit of a child of the 90s. I think Sarah McLachlan. For sure. But even going further back, I know Fleetwood Mac was a big influence for you. Most people, it's like Stevie Nicks, but I hear a little Christine McVie. Is that a little more accurate?
I think so. I think it's a little bit of both. My parents used to play Rumors all the time. And it's like one of my loves, that record.
That's a seminal record, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing. It's amazing.
And all the songs are originals. And we've got one coming up in a few minutes here. I think we'll end up playing it after traffic. But what's your writing experience like? It seems like some of these are pretty personal. I know I heard one on a colleague's show the other day that was happened to be about Mother's Day, and you wrote for your mother, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think that was actually Listen Carefully. I wrote that sort of for my son, actually, Will, who's 5.
Oh, okay.
And then,
so you wrote it as a mother.
As a mom. And then also kind of as a reminder to me to kind of always listen to that voice inside. I think this record is probably the most personal thing I've ever shared and ever done, and which can tend to be a little scary, but I kind of have the attitude that if something feels a little scary, you should kind of run towards it. So the record's definitely pretty personal. But
And your instrument of choice, is it the guitar? Is that how you write?
It's usually the guitar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I play a little piano as well. Okay. And I studied voice in college. So I kind of think of my voice as being my primary instrument, but I like to write. Most of this record was written on the guitar.
So. Okay. And I notice you don't play it on it, though, do you?
I don't.
It sounds like you could kind of let the guys
I did. Huh? I think for me, you know, I wanted to focus more on the vocals. You know, I could have went in and played acoustic, but Danny is just so good. And I feel like it was just the right choice to just say, you know what, why don't you go in and do this? You know, I like playing in a live setting, but I think for me going into the studio, there's like this added sort of amount of like pressure, like, oh, this is going to live forever. And so, yeah, so I just chose to do that. I was happy I did that.
So you came here from New York most recently, right? Mm-hmm. You told me that. Did you go to school out there? And...
I actually went to school here in Minneapolis. Okay. I got my degree in vocal performance at the U of M.
Okay.
At main campus. And then I worked in theater in the Twin Cities area at the Ordway. And then I was a company member out at Chan Hassen Dinner Theater for a long time.
You probably know our friend Ann Michaels.
I love Ann Michaels.
I was going to say, she's...
Yes.
We've spoken to her many times.
Awesome. So, yes, I adore her.
Great singer.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Great actress, too. Yeah.
She's amazing all around. She's amazing. Yeah, so I did that and then finished Cats. I was doing Cats at the time at Chan and decided that it was time for me to move to New York. I'd kind of always wanted to do it. So I mm-hmm. picked up and moved and spent 10 years there.
Working on Broadway?
No, I actually, when I got there, I sort of decided, I was doing some auditioning, but I decided mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of switch my focus to my music. So I kind of got into the indie scene there, had a home at Rockwood Music Hall and had some really great experiences through the Songwriters Hall of Fame, new writers workshops, and saw some pretty, you know, some friends really do some amazing things and was involved in a community there. But I'm really happy to be back in Minneapolis.
And how long have you been back?
It's been about almost 3 years.
And you have a husband in tow now, right?
I do, and a kiddo. And
happily living.
Yeah, it is.
Well, all right, let's get the info about the gig out one more time and where people can actually find the CD once the CD itself is out. They can do CD Baby and all that stuff, I'm guessing, right?
Yep, CD Baby, and I'm going to have a store on my website. So AnnieFitzgerald.com is going to kind of be a, you know, one-stop shop for everything. If you go there, you can find all of the information for tickets for the Hook and Ladder show on June 1st, Friday, June 1st. Okay. Yeah.
And I've got a link on KBM's Facebook and Twitter both. Plus, we're actually going to post the interview, so we'll put something on the web for you
cool.
as well.
Thank you, Kevin.
Don't go away, Annie. We want to hear the song itself. I'm going to ask you a quick question about that, but the CD is You and Me and the Sun, singer-songwriter Annie Fitzgerald.